And we repeat for you the third communique from Supreme Invasion Headquarters. Allied forces continued landings on the northern coast of France throughout yesterday, and satisfactory progress was made. Rangers and commandos formed part of the assaulting forces. No further attempt at interference with our seaborne landing was made by enemy naval forces. Those coastal batteries still in action are being bombarded by Allied warships. At twilight yesterday, and for the fourth time during the day, our heavy bombers attacked railways, communications, and bridges in the general battle area. There was increased air opposition, and 26 enemy aircraft which attempted to interfere were shot down. One Allied bomber and 17 fighters failed to return from this operation. Other enemy air activity included an attack on our beach forces. This proved abortive, and four of a formation of 12 Junkers 88s were destroyed. In addition to attacks on defended positions and other objectives in immediate support of land operations, railway centers, bridges, military buildings, and communications at Abancourt, Amiens, and Vire were attacked repeatedly throughout yesterday by our medium and light bombers. Allied fighter bombers and fighters flew low to attack enemy units and motor truck columns. From dawn to dusk, a vast Allied fighter force maintained a vigil over our shipping and over the assault area. This air cover was again completely successful. Airborne operations were resumed successfully last night. Coastal aircraft attacked German naval units in the Bay of Biscay. A strong force of heavy night bombers attacked bridges and roads and rail communications behind the invasion area, including the rail junction of Chateau d'Ain. 13 heavy bombers are missing. Light bombers were also out against the same type of target, and night intruders destroyed 12 enemy aircraft without loss. That is the third communique from Supreme Invasion Headquarters. This bulletin has come to you from CBS World News.